had kind of discussed looking to expand the recreational, the current recreational boundaries for the tax service a while back, and we had originally set a target that, you know, if there was enough public support, we would consider going to referendum in June of 2020. The main reason that we were looking at doing the expansion is we have a concern that in probably 5 to 7 years is our best estimate, we may struggle to maintain the current recreational services that we currently have if we don't, like, expand the boundaries. We have a lot of people outside the recreation boundaries that have to purchase rec passes in order to use facilities like soccer fields and the arena and things like that. And we thought if we could expand the boundaries, we would then be guaranteeing the fact that we can continue to maintain the services that we have. And we also feel that, you know, with the boundaries the way they currently are, it's going to be very hard for us to look at any other future recreation expansion services within the 100-mile area. And I'm not necessarily talking a pool. It could be something to do with the Outriders. It could be, there's a variety of different recreational groups that are looking for some assistance. So once kind of word got out about this, we had a lot of feedback from residents that were not ready to support this. We feel, you know, and we also felt that the time economically, it wasn't really a good time to do it, which is why we've postponed it to potentially being in 2021. That also allows us to get more feet on the ground doing public information sessions. It gives us a chance to explain through frequently asked question sheets and stuff in our upfront newsletter, get a lot more information out to the general public, giving them much longer time to kind of digest it. And it also gives us a really good, like, it gives us a season for our summer residents for us to be able to engage them, because you know, as property owners up here that pay, that don't get the residential tax benefit because they're not year-round residents, they pay a lot in taxes. And so it's important that we get, you know, the word out there, and hopefully, you know, we can get some of them supporting it if we can, you know, explain the rationale behind it. So.
Okay. So the referendum is then indeed going to go still ahead in 2021?
Well, the referendum only goes ahead if we feel we've got the support for a positive outcome. You know, referendums aren't cheap to do, and so, you know, we probably won't go with a referendum if we're pretty sure it's going to be a no. If it's kind of a 50-50 split, then we probably will go with it. But, you know, we're going to see what the economic climate is like, and we'll see what the feedback is once we get a lot more public information out there. You know, I think once we can kind of get out into the communities and, you know, hold some public meetings and get the residents informed a little bit, we may be able to, you know, have some of them understand why we need to do this. We'll never get 100% one way or the other, I know that. Because after the last referendum we did on the turf facility and the walking track, we had quite a few people contact us mad because they weren't allowed to vote because they were outside the recreational boundary. And they said, this isn't fair. We view 100 Mile as our community. We shop there and we work there, and yet we don't get a say on what recreational services are, like, funded in there. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, but, you know, we feel that we don't like doing referendums that fail because it's, you know, it's costly and a lot of staff time and meeting time and all that sort of stuff. So we felt that with the way the economy is going in the South Cariboo, it was prudent of us to delay this for a year, and we'll see where things stand next year.
Okay, and next year, is that when public engagement's going to take place?
Well, I think we'll maybe try and do a bit during the winter as well. You know, I know travel isn't the best, but, you know, we're going to try and kind of get the frequently asked questions sheets out there, and then, you know, just bring it up as a general topic for discussion when the directors, whether it's Director McDonald or Richmond or myself, are, you know, maybe out in various community functions that we attend in our own electoral area, and we can kind of talk it up a little bit and answer some questions and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Like, it's not written in stone that it'll be in 2021, but that's where we've postponed it to right now.